Jason Sway joins us from Knoxville. And Danny White, the AD, has been in the news the past few days. And it's interesting. You made a good point on your show when you were talking with him today. People can go check out that interview. SwainEvent.com is the website. But sometimes we can sometimes tone is misguided when it's read, right? And I think that a lot of people can relate to that through text messages that they've sent to somebody that gets upset. And you're like, I didn't mean anything that would remotely upset you. So I think people can relate to that. But that's kind of what Danny White was dealing with.
No, absolutely. And, this is the first time he was on radio. And, people really got a chance to understand, what he had said a week before and talking to Brett Hubbs, part of that article there at HawkQuest.com. So, it was a chance for him to, really explain it in detail. It was a 20-minute interview, and everything he made sense. We talked about doing some things in the stadium, improving the fan experience, everyone locking arms and doing this thing together. And tone was definitely a part of the interview for sure, differently than just written quotes.
Jason Swain with us on 3HL. And so what's your take on that, having had the conversation with him? Because he has said a couple of times where he's kind of – the fan base is taking it as kind of a shot at them. What's your take on it, having had that conversation with him?
Well, I understand exactly what he's saying. I mean, number one, he's only been here three months. And so, he's still learning. He's still learning about – Neyland Stadium. He said that during the interview that, before really understanding the renovations and things that he wants to do, he only went in there three times. And so he's learning about what happened before. I mean, it's the reason why he's here. He understands that. But he came here and he wants to start off fresh and really want to be positive. And, negativity will hurt that. But he didn't really take it to account. But that a lot of fans for a long time, they've been hurting. They've invested emotionally, financially, physically, and they haven't gotten the return that they were looking for. They just simply want to be acknowledged. The fan base has been killed by the national media. The narrative from the national media is that it's Tennessee fans' fault that Tennessee's in the position that it's in, and that's just not true. It's bad decisions by the administration. And the fans just simply wanted Danny White to understand that. And I think Danny White did understand that. He does understand it. But at some point, we just got to move forward. Understand that it's a new regime. Dan's new. Josh Heupel's new. Donnie Plowman is new. Randy Boyd is new. And so they're here for a reason. It's just time to move forward together and fix the issues.
I think it's tough for the fan base, too. From that perspective, you played there. Ron played there. My name's on a building up there. Like, we understand what – that football program, and you were saying, there are things that are happening that are great in other sports, but obviously they got to get football fixed. And so within that football program, obviously there's a lot of frustration. And I think the fan base is tired of hearing that message, that general big picture message of stick with me, we're going to get through this and all of that, because you've heard it before, right? Like, so it's really a tough, challenging message to deliver.
Yeah, I mean, because it's new people saying the same message, and it's new people that before either wasn't qualified or just didn't do a good job, but you have new people that are more qualified, and the common denominator is, it is going to take time. It does take time to build a culture, to build relationships, to get momentum going in the right direction. It does take time, but for Tennessee fans, and I'm included here, it feels like it's been 82 years. We're talking about a decade or more of, not being relevant, and here and there winning some games, but certainly not what we expect and what we want. But the truth is, it is going to take, it's going to take time. And the only way you're going to do it is together. It's not the administration doing it and everybody sitting back and just watching them do it, or watching the fans do it and the administration sit back. It's literally going to take everybody doing it together if you wanted to get back to where it was as quick as possible.
I mean, so, it's been since,
that's reality.
It's been since you played there. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, I'm the last team to be Alabama. And I got like gray hair in my kids are in middle school. So
thanks.
My kids are in middle school.
Here's your reality.
Hey, Swain, what do you feel coming out of it? How do you think the former guys feel about the welcoming and everything? Of course, it was still COVID protocol, but coming up out of the spring, how do you think? What do you think the expectations are right now?
I mean, I think it's a wait and see. You know, we've been through this. You know, we've been through a couple different ADs. We've been through a couple different head coaches. You know, all the coaches pretty much said the same thing at the beginning, and then. Results happen, and then you know guys get replaced, and so I think Danny White and Heupel, the best thing that they've done is listen and understand. I mean, there's been a lot of pain, not only from fans but you know former players. And, one of the good things that this regime is doing is listening, understanding, and not pushing it to a side. I mean, just because you didn't create the mess doesn't mean you can't help clean it up, and so. I think some of the past folks did that, like, hey, we didn't credit, you know, we're not going to make a priority, we're just going to try to win and just cover it up. But what you don't realize is this is part of winning. Like this is what helps you win and keep winning and building that foundation. So one thing I really appreciate this regime is, you know, even though they have been creating the messes before, just sitting down, listening, they want to be a part of the solution and fixing it right so that way, we're not back here in, you know, 5, 10, 15 years. That it's long-term success. So that's the sentiment that I get from a lot of the former players. But they are waiting to see, Mo, just like a lot of fans are.
So I would take it that I'm waiting to see the South Carolina game, them honoring Al Wilson, and what that'll mean. If it's nothing going on, I think that's something that'll sell that stadium out, regardless if it's happy times, bad times, whatever times.
Hey man, I might drop a tear, man. You know that moment's gonna be special right there. We know how much Al Wilson means to this university from Tennessee. He laid everything on the line as a player, and he's doing the same thing now as an ambassador for Tennessee. His passion, his love for Tennessee is undeniable. So I'm looking forward to that game, and hopefully we can win that one, man.
There you go,
man. You know, God come. You know, we forgive a guy playing a football game. So hopefully we play well and beat South Carolina.
I love it. Transfer report, Jason Swain joins us from SwainEvent.com, CEO of SwainEvent.com. Transfer portal has been popping. It's been a party in the portal. That's what Ron Slay said.
Yeah.
Kicker, defensive lineman, linebacker from Texas, Devontae Payton out, wide receiver. What's your overall take of where they're headed with these guys in the portal?
I'm going to pull a Ron Slay and say, put all the transfers in the room and lock the door.
Yeah.
Don't let them go anywhere. We need them. We need players. And, you know, it's one thing to, you know, bring in high school players. But there's uncertainty with some of those high school players when it comes to maturity, physically, emotionally, psychologically. But when you get college transfers, they've already developed. They've been in the weight room program a couple of years. It didn't work out for them in the previous place, so they have a sense of urgency. You don't have to wait for them to grow up. So I like the transfer portal right now. I hated it a couple of weeks ago and feel like everybody was leaving, but I like it right now. Getting guys in here, I think Tennessee's going to continue to look at that option.
I know. I saw a list the other day, like most impactful transfer players, and it's like, I don't know, four of the top 15 are from Tennessee. Eric Gray was number one.
I don't know who that is.
Slay.
I'm bitter.
I'm with you.
I'm hurt and bitter.
Me too.
At Swain Event on Twitter, SwainEvent.com. Jason, always good to catch up with you, man. Appreciate it. And again, people can hear that conversation with Danny White on your website. Appreciate you.
That's what happens to y'all. Just a dynamic trio. Congratulations, Slay. Congratulations for y'all. Lunch, y'all guys. Do a great job, man. Thanks for
watching. Appreciate it, Swain, man. Good looking, bro.
Appreciate it.
All right, much love.